As 2024 closes down, corn and soybean prices are fairly grim, while cattle prices are at record levels. This unique outlook brings opportunity for those willing to branch away from a corn-soybean rotation, adding a small grain or forage crop to the rotation for diversity and lower inputs. Renovo Seed team agronomist Alex Gutormson believes planting annual forages can produce high-value feed.
What I usually like to look at would be a fast-maturing annual-type hay crop, which would be like forage barley or oats and peas. Forage oats are probably the three most common ones that we would see used across South Dakota, but that'll give us some really quick tonnage that we can take off the field early.
For farmers without livestock and not set up to harvest hay, Gutormson recommends planting small grains like spring wheat, oats, or barley, adding diversity for soil health, weed control, and crop productivity. All these crops are seeded early and harvested early, giving growers an option to potentially spread manure and or seed a late-season cover crop.
So if that can happen, we can really gain some biomass and build up some tonnage and some green manure on our fields to go into winter.
He says adding livestock to graze the cover crop elevates the move.
Not only do we get the added benefit from the cover crop and keeping nutrients in the root zone for the following year, but the cows are actually doing the manure spreading themselves and putting them nutrients right back into the soil that they would be harvesting off.
Gutormson believes 2025 might be the year to think outside the box by adding forages or cereal crops to the mix, cutting input costs and allowing Mother Nature to do some of the work. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.